Hello, I'm Brad White, ITN's Director of Communications for North America. This call is intended to allow you community members the opportunity to ask any questions that you may have regarding the quarterly stakeholder update that was posted to the ICANN website very recently. Please type your question into the box labeled Submit Questions Here. Now, if you're on the phone, press #3. The operator will put you into the queue. Let me add that this call is being simultaneously translated into 6 additional languages, Spanish, French, Chinese, Russian, Arabic, and Portuguese. So if you are on one of those lines, same thing, just hit #3, then you can ask your question, and we will then hear the English interpretation. Should we run out of time, or if you have additional questions after the session, please email them to engagement@icann.org. This session is being recorded, and it will be posted, along with the presentation materials previously posted. Lastly, I'd like to remind you to mute your computer and your phones. And with that, while we're waiting for questions, I'm going to toss the first question to our board chair, Shireen Chalabi. Shireen, you just finished the board workshop. Can you give us any type of update regarding GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation? And who is?
Thank you, Brad. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. So over this weekend, the board met on 11, 12, and 13th of May in Vancouver, Canada. And we dedicated the 12th and 13th of May entirely to GDPR. We had a brief meeting on Friday to discuss with our CEO the publication of the proposed temporary specification. And jointly with Joran Marby, we decided that it is right for the community to receive the document in draft at the same time as the board on the evening of Friday, May the 11th. So we posted that. We then convened the whole day of Saturday, almost 8 hours, and focused our attention entirely on the temporary specification document. In fact, we reorganized our entire workshop and freed all the topics just to focus on that. The board members had read the document overnight and also early morning on Saturday. And then we had a very open and intense in terms of concentration day where the board asked a lot of question and clarification on the proposed temporary spec. The discussion were broadly grouped into the following buckets. First was the how the proposed temporary specification facilitated compliance with GDPR. We then talk about enforcement needs. We talk about guidance on addressing or incorporating interpretation of terms of arising out of the GDPR, potential use of common anonymized email addresses across registration, access rights, accreditation mechanisms, the general need for temporary specification, important issues for further community action as continued work to develop on accreditation models. So staff then took all of these comments into account and worked overnight on Saturday and produced a revised version on Sunday morning. On Sunday, we also met again and we cleared the whole day of all the topics and had another 8-hour session on GDPR. We began the day with reviewing the revised proposed temporary specs to see how our questions had been addressed and how the issues have been and the deliberation have been reflected in the document. And we were satisfied that that happened and took place. And in fact, this revised temporary specification will be posted again, I believe, today at some point. We then, after doing that, we shifted our attention and discussion on the broader process around the potential adoption of a proposed temporary specification. And we ask ourselves a couple of questions, particularly vis-a-vis the community and the board, vis-a-vis the community. We said, is it right for the board to pass a resolution on the temporary specification, having just been released 36 hours earlier, 48 hours earlier, And we came to the answer that is absolutely not. And we felt it's necessary that allow time for the community to read and digest the document, and that we agreed to convene towards the end of this week with a view to adopting, considering the adoption of the template specification. We also felt that from our perspective, we needed more time to discuss and digest the template specification and raise potentially more issues. So this is what we really did, two intense focus day only and solely on GDPR, culminating in yesterday afternoon, Sunday, at 5 p.m., where the board held a formal board meeting, and we passed a resolution that you will see posted shortly, noting our intent to take a decision on the adoption of a temporary specification on or about 17th of May 2018. And as indicated in the resolution, the board intends to use the additional time to confirm that appropriate modifications are incorporated in the temporary specification prior to adoption. So thank you very much for listening, Brad. This is the quick summary update of what the board did over the weekend. And I believe also that there's going to be an ICANN.org arranged webinar for the entire community tomorrow, Tuesday, on that specific subject. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shireen, and we look forward to that webinar tomorrow. I'm seeing no other questions online. We have none on the phone, so I'm going to shut down this call early. I would like to add one final note. If you're listening to a recording of this session after the fact and you do have a question, please shoot off your questions or comments to engagement@icann.org. That address again, engagement@icann.org. And with that, I'll say thank you very much, and we'll close it down the call.